Well, Barry, 5 points in the end, you'd be happy enough.
Don't know about that, Tom. Now, wouldn't say happy. Happy that we got the we got the 2 points. That's about it. You know, weren't happy with our second half performance at all. In fairness to Dunlow, Dunlow came and they set up very well. Taking a couple of chances, we could have been in a lot of bother today.
Yeah.
A lot of bother. The work rate wasn't where we needed to be. We need the big improvements going forward.
Yeah. Tint of an enough start, you know. Dunlow got the point from Ryan Green, and then that penalty, which was, you know, crashing off the crossbar. You could have found yourself in a bit of bother very early.
Oh, definitely, and probably deservedly so. Took us a long, long time in the first half to break Dunlow down. They were very, very solid at the back. 13 men behind the ball, and they were set up very well, and it took an awful lot of work to break them down. And we did that, you know. We got, I suppose, the first 10 minutes we were under a lot of pressure. Second time we started to get control, the last 10 minutes of the first half, then we seemed to be in control. We were playing the game on our terms at that stage, and then came out the second half and the game changed, and we just weren't able to keep going the way we were. So we're going to have to big improvements down the line.
As you said, you had a good last 10 minutes of the first half, scored I think 6 points without reply, went in 7 up 10-3 at half time. Was there a feeling that maybe you had the job done?
I don't think so, Tom. We spoke inside in the change room that the job definitely wasn't done, because we saw in the first half what Dunlow could do whenever they kind of broke on us, and they broke a couple of times in the second half and they got in behind us and they could add 2 or 3 goals. So no, it was definitely wasn't a case of job done. We'd spoken about what could happen, and it actually did happen, because we didn't see the game out.
Yeah, having said that, you have second win, you're more or less guaranteed now a place in the quarter final, and I suppose that's the first mission.
That was definitely, you know, that was the first plan to get through, and we did that. So now next thing now is we just recalibrate and we get our focus for Glenties next week, and hopefully an improvement in our performance.
Started without Kevin Rafferty, John Harn and Conal Dunn were on the bench.
Yeah. Kevin picked up a wee knock there during the week of training. It's more precautionary than anything. John was just back from holidays, and Conal just, he came in and did a job then at the end. So no, that's just what we went with, you know.